You're listening to the Nature Connection Show on Natural Health Radio with Sarah Turner of Essentially Flowers Training and Moonflower Essences. Your weekly connection direct to the heart of nature. Welcome to today's Nature Connections show. You're listening to Natural Health Radio and my name is Sarah Turner. Today I'm really delighted to be joined by Marion Lee, who is the founder of Findhorn Flower Essences. So big welcome to Nature Connections, Marion.
Thank you, Sarah. Thank you for this opportunity to be able to share with you and also with your listeners.
Yeah, it's exciting. I'm excited to speak to you myself personally, and I know there are many, many people who are going to just love connecting with you personally like this, and therefore connecting back to Findhorn and back to the nature spirits via that. So as a flower essence practitioner and trainer, and being very well versed in this myself, I have some of your essences. I've got your book sitting next to me, and just looking at some of the information in the book before I started speaking to you today, I saw that your range has actually been has existed for quite a long time, that it was founded in 1992. Is that correct?
That's right, yes. So, 22 years.
Yeah, so you've got a lot of experience.
It's flown by.
Yes. So what brought you into first visiting Findhorn?
Well, I was in my 20s, and I definitely had some kind of spiritual awakening or some kind of awareness, and I decided to travel, and I was looking for a teacher. I was looking for, I suppose, some kind of ashram where I could, you know, develop myself and learn about myself and learn about the world in a way that I hadn't been. I think I was dissatisfied already at the age of 24 with just, you know, the mundane, you know, working and earning a living and material, and so I went in search, and I spent a year traveling from Australia, which is where I'm from, overland, the whole way, and, you know, visiting holy sites, and I didn't find a teacher. And the end of my journey, I arrived in the UK, and I was with some friends, and as it happened, they had put the television on, and there was this program came on, and it was Magnus Magnusson talking about Findhorn, and they were interviewing Peter Tompkins and some of the founders here. And something clicked, and I came up almost immediately and stayed. And to me, at the time, Findhorn had this grandiose name of the Findhorn Foundation University of Light,
wow.
Which was dropped some years later because it was a bit pretentious, we thought. But nevertheless, there was a feeling of going to some kind of University of Light within me. Mm. And so my training was with the original founders, Peter Caddy and Eileen Caddy and Dorothy McLean. Who all had a spiritual practice, and they all had a spiritual path that was unique to each one of them, without going into a lot of detail about that. But Dorothy was the one who had this this awareness of the devas, of the overlighting plant intelligences.
Yes.
And so this was very much a part of community life, was this interspecies connection, you know, with the plant world. That was, you know, that was very much in the forefront, but it was also awareness of the other realms as well, you know, the realms of the elements and the nature spirits or the elemental beings, and also even, you know, things like machines like cars. I mean, now, you know, it's not uncommon to give your car a name, but there was an awareness that living beings had this ensouling quality or consciousness that we were able to connect with through a process which is what links everybody who lives here now and then, which is this process of attunement, mm-hmm. which essentially is connecting vibrationally or finding a point of resonance between the two. So going into meditation or stillness or however you want to see that, but definitely a point of stillness and quiet, and from that place connecting with what, you know, the deva or whatever you're connecting with, mm. from that point of resonance, not like you know, I pick up the phone and I'm speaking with you, Sarah, but rather that somehow I'm attuning with you, and that we recognize that there's an awareness that we can have that actually, you know, we can communicate on a different level.
Yeah.
Telepathically. I mean, I'm speaking now, and I know you know all of what I'm saying, but this was part of the core training, and what I was working with in those early days of being here at Findhorn. And so the flower essences, which came along, you know, much later, you know, have kind of grown out of that awareness and out of that attunement that we all practice here.
So you
back
were,
then it was 180 people who were living here. You know, we're 1,000 people now.
Are you really?
And out of that has grown, if I may speak about it, it's just this awareness of environment and the ecology and eco-village and sustainability. So it's become very practical.
Yeah.
And making the essences, it was a natural progression from that.
Yeah, yeah.
And also has grown out of my training, you know, as a homeopath, which is what I did in Australia. So it seemed like a natural development.
Yeah.
But right after I finished all my homeopathy studies, that's when I met Ian White. So this is in the late 80s. And then I went to work for the Australian Bushflower Essence Company.
Mm-hmm.
Right in the early days of when Ian was, you know, had only started not that long before. So I could see the results immediately. He had a clinic there and he was giving essences. So a bit of a long roundabout story, but I was drawn back to Findhorn. I was working in the bush essences at the time, and I got a very clear message that I would be leaving, and I was surprised about that. I thought, oh, Findhorn, been there, done that. But then, you know, this was the time to return, and as soon as I came back, that was sort of my life's work, which is what I consider this work to be. You know,
yeah.
A researcher and a communicator. You know, and of course the healing is a very big part of it. You know, we can help so many people
mm-hmm.
with our essences, as you know. So that's how I came to be at Findhorn the first time, and then the second time. And now we're three generations living here,
mm-hmm.
Myself and my daughter and her family. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's definitely the main sort of thrust in my life. And the Findhorn essences, you know, were predicted. I didn't know this back then, but they were predicted by Dorothy MacLean, and so I had a lot of support, you know, for starting this venture, not only from the founders and from her, but also sort of from, I suppose, from the plants and the Davis.
Absolutely. Well, listening to you, I hear that you are a real pioneer in this, and as we alluded to a little bit just before we actually started recording the program, the time is really now, isn't it, for this to... You've been doing this work for many years, as have many people, but it's always been a little bit sort of closeted. You know, it's been very real in those worlds, but it's not... The time wasn't to really spread it out, and I think we both know that now is that time, and people are really open right now to learning different ways of being.
I think these are incredibly difficult times for people all over the world. You know, there's so many pressures on us, and there are so many pressures on the health system as well. You know, as we spoke about, you know, the pressures of work. You just need to watch the television or watch the news, which I don't do actually because I can't cope with it.
Yeah.
These days, I listen to the radio, and I'm finding myself listening to the radio many times a day. Because I'm trying to keep up with all the changes that are happening, and what it's bringing up for me, I notice when I listen, is it's bringing up fear. So I think it's probably bringing up fear, you know, for people everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm aware of it. I'm aware that it's fear, and I'm not going into the fear. It's this kind of insecurity and uncertainty of our times, unprecedented change at the moment, you know, impacting every human being and impacting every living being on the earth as well.
Mm-hmm.
And this change is so rapid, everything is just speeding up, and sometimes, I don't know if you ever feel that, it just feels like things are out of control.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, the pressures are everywhere. People have deadlines and long hours. Now there's job insecurity.
Mm-hmm.
We have overcrowding. And we have the insecurity and the uncertainty after 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the economic decline. Now we've got, in this country, we've got the racial and religious tensions. And the most recent international crises that we have at the moment, like Ebola and not to mention the Middle East, you know, it's just escalating the fear.
Yes, absolutely. So, it might be a great opportunity to actually, because I connected in with my diploma students and asked them, knowing that I was going to have this amazing opportunity to talk to you, and they were really excited as well, as I'm sure are lots of people. And Susie, who's one of my diploma students, actually asked you this specific question, if you could recommend one of the Findhorn essences for these times, specifically for what you've just been talking about, where there's so much old being dismantled. And we know that there's new energies coming in, but they're not yet in place. So there's this kind of, as you were just talking about, there's this time of huge fear and transition and unsettling feelings.
Yes, your question, you alluded to, you know, this old being dismantled, and I thought about that. Certainly, there's a lot of mistrust at the moment. For example, mistrust of the old political parties, and we see the decline of some of the old institutions. You know, the church, for example.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, where do we put our trust? The keynote of that question for me was about transition and change.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't like change, really. But the reality is there's nothing as constant as change. So the essence for that, in terms of a generic combination, would be heart support.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very great helper when you need comfort and consolation with any matters of the heart, because ultimately this is where it is hitting us the most.
Mm-hmm.
The fear is hitting us in the heart, of course. You know, it's coming in affecting other chakras, of course, you know, the base chakra and the solar plexus, but then ultimately it goes to the center of our being, which is the heart.
Mm-hmm.
So this is an essence that can help us to cope with the anxiety that comes with change and transition. And some of those issues can be related to really heartache and grief and sadness and emptiness, even loneliness in our situation. So it's a very good one whenever there's any major life changes happening.
Mm-hmm.
Our heart chakra is almost always affected by that. So if we can take heart support and really calm down the heart, then from there, you know, we can move out from our heart, you know. But if that's out of balance, you know, we won't have peace of mind and we won't have peace of heart. And it's difficult to find strength and hope and courage, you know, when we're in that situation.
Mm.
And you mentioned what were the top three essences. So I thought I would like to mention a few of the essences that are actually in that.
Yes.
That constitute that.
Yes.
And one of those is Stonecrop, which has, for me, the keynote of transition. So with Stonecrop, we're able to embrace change and transformation and to transmute restlessness and frustration by finding peace and stillness within. I'd like to talk about the what I mentioned before we started speaking, which was the image I had when I made it, which was that of a chrysalis, you know, with the caterpillar. And it was an image of the dissolution of that, which is actually what happens. It completely dissolves and reconstitutes itself into the butterfly, and then it emerges from the cocoon, splendid, free, and completely transformed. But before that happens, while you're in that process, while we're in that process of change and transformation, we have to just stop. We have to stop and listen and really allow a kind of surrendering process, you know, to the change, knowing actually ultimately in this moment we're okay and we will be okay.
Yeah, that's lovely. Yeah, I've just, listening to you, and I just opened up my Findhorn book that I've got next to me and just saw a little photo of the flower. It feels absolutely perfect for where we are right now, for all of us. Because we know that the world is changing. In fact, she already has, but it's not quite manifest in the physical yet. We know that it's getting better almost, but in that process, it's got worse. Well, that's how it feels.
Yes, I know. And we have to try and stay positive, you know, as positive as we can. And this is where the flower essences, you know, can help us. The other one that I picked, if I may.
Please do.
Is the rosewater lily. As you know, the lily or the lotus, you know, is rooted in the mud, and it grows up, you know, through the water, which is a symbol of the emotional field, our emotions, into the clear light of day, and then opens up to the light of the sun. And this is another essence that helps us when we feel disheartened. But it's about lifting your consciousness and lifting your awareness out from, you know, what the mud represents and what the water represents, you know, into the clear light of day. In a way, almost like disconnecting, but that's the wrong word, because this is actually for disconnection. But being able to connect again with the spirit. And to be able to feel more connected and at home in the physical world, and also to be more connected with your spiritual roots and your creative source.
Mm.
So it's another great a great remedy. And the lotus and the lily, you know, are great symbols. And all flowers, of course, are symbols for some quality or other. And in Hinduism and in Buddhism, you know, the lotus flower was always a symbol of awakening to the spiritual reality of life, a symbol of rebirth. So change and transition was, you know, really the keynote that I tuned into when you gave me that question. And I was so happy that you had asked your students, you know, who are very serious about this subject.
Yes.
And this is a very serious, serious question. So, you know, when we're in this state of not being stable, and, you know, when times are so unsettling, it was heart support, you know, that came to me in these essences, you know, to bring in this sense of inner peace and tranquility, and this knowing, actually, in this moment, I'm okay. Even if everything is dissolving around me, I'm still okay.
Yes.
Because we can't halt the change.
No. Yeah, and I love that heart support has come through, because, you know, it was the very first Findhorn essence I ever bought quite a few years ago. So, and I absolutely adored taking it. I haven't taken it for a while, but I think I might just go and fetch my bottle and put it back into my vision again, because it sounds perfect, really, really does. So we were talking about how right now is affecting everybody, as you said, every single living being. Barbara, one of my students as well, actually she's one of my graduates, she's already practicing, asked about animals. I'm getting an increasing number of people coming through to train who want to work with animals. It's their heart's calling. And of course, the animals are being affected as well, as we all well know. So Barbara was asking what essence you would recommend for animals who are in a rescue environment, and possibly living in shelters, and are maybe actually being confined until they find their new homes.
Great question.
Yeah.
And this is another reason I chose the heart support, because it was, to me, it was felt like the heart support was covering, in a way, all of the questions that you were asking.
Oh, wow, yeah.
So definitely the heart support, because I think one of the things that you're dealing with, and with animals who are in a rescue environment and also in cages, is separation, heartache, pining. So as a generic remedy, heart support would be of great help there. Another essence that is in the heart support, which also goes into the third question that you had that I would like to talk about, is the Scottish primrose, which I consider the essence that's very much at the heart of this particular range of essences coming from Findhorn. It's a very unique plant. It's a very rare plant. And it only grows in very isolated areas in the north coast of Scotland and also in Orkney. It's closely related to the Arctic species. And this is the remedy that is at the heart of Scottish primrose, is the heart of heart support, because it brings in peace into the heart, balance and equilibrium. One of the things that happens when we go into flight-fight syndrome, or when we're confronted by fear, we talked about change in the heart and that the heart chakra being affected, is that we actually disconnect the astral.
Yeah.
You know, we have the different level, different bodies, you know, with the physical, and we've got the etheric, we've got the emotional, astral realm. There's actually a kind of a disconnection that happens in the heart center. And Scottish primrose very much addresses this. It'll bring you right back in. It has almost a kind of an immediate physical effect. So when I was asked the question once, you know, if you were on a desert island and you were stranded and you could take one essence with you in the world, what would it be? Well, my answer was this one.
Right.
So this is very good for trauma from life changes and from transformation. It's very good for the aftermath of shock. I talked about this etheric and astral body cleavage, not being grounded in the body. And so heart support is one. The other one I thought about was snowdrop.
Okay.
There's a few different producers of snowdrop. I know the Bailey Essences also have the snowdrop with the same... with the same keynote to it, which is this doom and gloom and feeling of hopelessness. And it helps us to be more accepting and have the ability to adapt more to change.
Yes.
And the third one I wanted to talk about was a remedy, which is a single-flowered wintergreen, Monessus uniflora, which is the remedy for great despair. Be able to stay positive and optimistic when you feeling alone in seemingly insurmountable odds.
Yeah.
It actually helps us to mobilize our will, you know, to be able to transcend the darkness, to stand in the light of our true self, and to be able to trust that there is love and support there. This is like the remedy for depression, the desolation of loneliness, the fear of collapse and breakdown. You know, this is a very, very powerful essence. And I think sometimes we need these powerful essences just to give us a shift. I mean, when I use a single essence like that, I like to really highly dilute it. I want to say that if you're going to be giving something like wintergreen to an animal, you need to really, really, really dilute it. And so I suggest to put it in their drinking water and maybe just give them one dose.
Okay.
You've probably come across this yourself, that you have certain essences.
Yes.
Which you could, you know, which you would literally just take, you know, a drop of.
Yeah, so that's really good that you're communicating that to us. Yeah, brilliant. Thank you.
And I mentioned the stone crop earlier, and I think that's another one that you could think about for the animals. Feeling restless, feeling restricted, and the frustration, you know, and then the heart support.
Yeah.
You know, and if there are any emergencies, you know, obviously, you know, your emergency or your first aid or your rescue, something like that as well. But in the drinking water, you could also put it onto the directly onto the fur. But I think drinking water is a good idea.
Okay. Yeah, because it's always interesting, isn't it, how to give essences to our animal friends? And it was one of the questions that Barbara asked. You know, is how do we actually? What's the best way? I find that each animal actually gives me a different answer, that some like it in their food, some like it in their water, some like it on their fur. But it depends.
Oh, so you adapt to...
I tend to, yes. Yeah, I guess it depends. If you're working in a rescue environment, you might not actually have that luxury. But when I work certainly with my own animals or with any clients' animals, I find that animals actually have different responses. They like different things, just like us.
Of course, the other thing is to spray them. You know,
yes.
Which is very, very effective. And
yes.
I probably would be helpful to bring in one more essence here, which is psychic protection, and that comes in a spray.
Okay.
Now, this is our single number one selling essence, and it has been ever since 9/11. So, helping us to feel safe, protecting ourselves from negative energies and influencing, feeling that sense of safety and inner security, you know, feeling that you can interact and socialize with others, even with animals, without, you know, absorbing negativity and fear, setting clear boundaries. You know, when you're very sensitive to outside influences, and I'm sure animals are very sensitive. I mean, they respond so quickly, don't they, to our remedies. They're not complicated like we are. You know, you can get a fairly instant. And overwhelm, anxiety, you know, the fear of emotional attack, so that they can feel calm and centered, you know, and create a safe space. So that's another remedy. That could be just sprayed in the environment, and in a rescue shelter situation, would, you know, obviously benefit all the animals.
Yeah, they have such potential, don't they, to help animals, and I know they already do. And fairly recently, I spoke to Steve Johnson, and I know it's one of his big visions, Steve of the Alaskan Essences, to really help animals. So. Just as we're talking about this, and you and I both know, and especially as we're doing this literally across the airwaves, that this kind of healing can take place even without the essences. So I'd just like to kind of say this as it comes through me, that as you mention these essences, I can actually feel them working through my own bodies. So just to extend that prayer out to the animals and to the world as we're doing this.
I agree with you. My particular passion and research at the moment is really looking into the scientific validation, if we can speak about that with flower essences, because that's another thing that's a problem and the change at the moment. You know, homeopathy has been debunked. You know, there seems to be a lot of... let's say, negative or materialistic forces that seem to be really putting down homeopathy and flower essences at the moment. So I'm always looking into ways to talk about flower essences that is not so esoteric. And what's really exciting me at the moment, and has been exciting many people, is, of course, the research into in water memory.
Yes.
But it looks as if we're finally getting some evidence here through the work that's being done out of the Institute of Aerospace at Stuttgart University.
Oh, wow.
Are you familiar with it?
I'm not, so please tell us more.
He's a Professor Bernd Kreplin, and I love his work. You can go onto YouTube and have a look at some of it. Just if you just look up water and memory, you'll find there's now strong scientific evidence coming from many different sources, from Stuttgart University, from Pennsylvania University. There are river engineers in Germany who are doing research, and what this Professor Kreplin has photographed. Similar to Emoto's work, although he doesn't use frozen crystals, he says that we're drinking information. When we drink water, we're drinking information. So that water that's coming from the source, when it comes down to, you know, and at the other end of the river, at the estuary, has collected all of this information. And he's put flowers into water and photographed the drops, and each different flower is very different.
I think I have seen these videos, actually, now you talk about them. Yes, it's fascinating, yes.
It's very exciting. So I think we are we're right at that point now of change. You know, we're going to be able to measure the ion matrices of water from different sources, including flowers. And to realize that actually we're imbibing information, we're imbibing qualified information. So this is very exciting for us in the field of flower essences, because we really need that, I don't know if the word is credibility, but we really need that kind of backing that's now going to take us the next step.
Yeah.
You know, like Ian White was talking about in his interview about the work that's being done in Brazil, you know, where it's becoming... you know, accepted a much more mainstream, instead of what we're having we're seeing, you know, here in Europe at least.
Yeah.
You know, of all these pressures, you know, trying to stop the natural remedies.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
So that's my particular passion at the moment.
Yeah. Well, I share that. I absolutely share that. And it's lovely that you are taking this forward and that we are seeing. And I think it seems to be the sort of overlighting energy of our conversation that we're seeing the merging, the old disappearing and this new coming through. And we can kind of see it, sort of see it and sort of touch it, but it's not yet there.
Yes. Yes, that's so true. And where do we choose to put our energies? Do we choose to try and uphold the old systems and the old institutions?
Mm.
You know, or do we move with the new? This is something we were talking about here in FinTon 35 years ago.
Mm.
You know, I can't believe it was that long ago. You know,
yeah.
This is exactly what we're talking about then. You know, do we try and uphold the old or do we build the new?
Mm.
And the answer was no, we build the new.
Yeah, yeah.
And we have to bridge, of course, to bridge.
Yeah, that's what flower essences do, I think, isn't it? They bring this, they are a lovely bridge from the nature kingdom that does know how to live through all of this into us.
Yes, you mentioned about you know, taking flower essences in, you know, without even taking the essence, and that's what led me into this, into what I told you about. This work with the water memory is because we are drinking in information, and with flower essences we're drinking in the positive vibrations of what that flower can give us.
Mm.
And everything is information these days.
Mm.
You know, I mean, we're absolutely bombarded with information, aren't we?
We are.
Through the internet.
We are. On all levels.
On all levels,
even when we think we're not, the broadband is actually passing, you know, standing waiting for the bus, you're getting it going through you, which is somewhat disconcerting, really, isn't it? But which is where your lovely psychic protection essence will come in beautifully. Well, thank you, Marion. I've really, really enjoyed speaking to you today, and I absolutely mean that. And I would like to just kind of mention... whenever I do the interviews for Nature Connections or whenever I do the videos that I make or my meetings, I always take your voice confidence essence, which I absolutely love.
It's a very great essence, and we all need more confidence. And I think that's the other essence I probably should have recommended right at the beginning when I mentioned about heart support for all these changes. The other one is voice confidence, because what we really need in order to be able to cope with all of these changes is a feeling of confidence, a feeling of really of being empowered, of not falling prey to this feeling of being out of control with what's happening, with everything speeding up so rapidly. So voice confidence gives us that ability to, you know, to really stand in our strength and stand in our power.
Brilliant. Well, would you like to just share with everybody how they can find out more about your essences? I know you have a lovely website.
www.findhornessences.com.
Easy to find.
And of course I have a book that was published recently. I don't know if you've got the latest one. It's called The Handbook.
I haven't. Yes. Not yet.
Send you a copy.
Thank you.
Remind me.
Thank you. Yeah. So that's available through your site.
Yes, and we have a facility on the site where it's got Find a Remedy, and you can scan down, and so there's an A to Z of any emotional thing you could possibly have wrong with you, from anxiety to xenophobia, and you just go on there, and it will take you to the essences that you might consider for that particular issue.
Wonderful. Well, it's been a great, great pleasure to talk to you today, Marion. I hope that we can invite you back and speak to you again, because I know that we could talk for hours. And thank you so much for sharing your own story and about the essences. And I love that heart support has overlighted our discussion today.
Well, thank you so much, Sarah. Thank you for the invitation, and thank you for your students, for those questions that they posed, that which were led us into this discussion today. And I agree with you, we could probably talk for hours.
Yes, well, I'd love to talk to you again. Maybe in the new year we can do that and talk some more about the nature spirits and see how everything has shifted from now, which I'm sure it will have.
Thank you very much, Sarah.
You're welcome. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Nature Connections Show on Natural Health Radio with Sarah Turner of Essentially Flowers Training and Moonflower Essences. Your weekly connection direct to the heart of nature.